It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Manchester United 3, Liverpool 2. Liverpool are out of the FA Cup. To discuss it with me, Dan Morgan, I've got Neil Atkinson, Sean Rodgers and Ben Johnson. I nearly read the name on the on the Zoom title there. But it is Ben Johnson and very much not his wife. Ben, we'll start with you, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I had to go for a walk last night after the game. That aside,
I think that's all we need from this. As long as Jono's all right, let's wrap it up. Let's do approaches, Ben. I'm slightly intrigued by the Liverpool team, and I wondered whether there's a case that Liverpool's players want to play themselves through this. And there's a lot of talk from the manager about wanting to win the competition and stuff, more so than what he's done in recent years in his pre-game interview. But it maybe felt like to me that this was, you know, we remember sort of 15-16 when there's the big chat about Henderson and Milner having a team meeting without the manager's say-so, and it was very much on them. And yeah, I wonder whether there's just a collective, no players in this, let's get us through it.
I think one of the things I took away from watching that game was this felt very much like almost like a reset for Liverpool, in that it was a look. What's gone before was a bit mad. We got in this rut where we can't score goals. We got in this rut where our play is just very fractured. Let's go back to do what we do well. So I thought the noticeable thing for me was that they were a lot. They wanted to. I think you're right. I think they wanted to play themselves into form. I think part of that was going back to the things that have saved us well, and maybe leaving and not worrying about the centre-backs as much as they have done over the course of the last sort of 6 weeks. So I thought what you saw was Liverpool grafting without the ball, quite intense high up the pitch. And I think what you saw was Liverpool's attacking positioning from the full-backs and midfielders wasn't taking account of the fact that there was a kid playing centre-half. It was more, right, what would we go to? We're good at doing this stuff, let's fucking do that then and see if it goes our way. Because trying to do the other stuff, it's not going our way. We can't buy a goal, so let's go and practice what we're good at and see how we get on with that. And so I thought that was my takeaway from how the game planned out. I think United obviously then see that set up and think, well, this is magic, because we know there's now a weakness that we can try and get after. And the game plays out on that little sort of the risk rewards of that, and Liverpool, you know, we had our lines again.
Yeah.